Dave and Doreen,
the morning KLH.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus, this is the morning KLH. Time to check in with host of the midday show, Dave Coombs, who takes over at 10 when we're done. Brought to you by Belinsky Homes, built for life. Belinsky.com. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
March Madness.
This is my favorite time of the year. Yeah. I love college hoops, man. Love it.
And I love the fact that Marquette and the Badgers both in, and they both got pretty good seeds. And yeah. Although the 5 seed for Wisconsin makes me nervous because a 12 always beats a 5 at some point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
At the beginning. But
well, speaking of upsets, I was watching the selection special, and Jay Billis, he was predicting a upset, Colorado State over UVA. And Colorado State has a guy from Brookfield East, Patrick Cartier, playing for them.
Mm. All right, so, Brookfield East. We love our Brookfield East. Yeah. All my kids went to Brookfield East. So.
But UVA also has a guy from the area. He was born in Wisconsin, Reese Beekman, the leading scorer for the Cavaliers. So
oh,
that's
I did not know that.
Interesting matchup there. But Billis says pick the Colorado State upset there.
Well, no matter who you pick, make sure to do it online and go to Marcus's. What are we allowed to say?
Marcus Mayhem.
Thank you. Because, you know, all that stuff is all trademarked and service marked, so you have to kind of watch what you say. I just got done picking every game, so we'll see. Cool. I think there's 63 games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. You got to do it.
Seth Davis on the CBS selection show picked an upset. He says James Madison's going to upset the Badgers. So, Seth,
I don't think so. I watched that Badger-Illinois game. I mean, the Badgers were up by 10 early in the game.
Yeah.
And they looked good.
Yeah.
Just kind of gave it up.
Was just.
But UConn has their number. UConn has everybody's number.
Mm-hmm. I know, but like the first 8 minutes, they each only scored once.
Yeah. It was 2-2.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't matter. I was watching at the 3rd Street Market, by the way, and hanging out down there, and it was a great atmosphere. And I don't think it really matters that they lost that game.
It doesn't.
You mean
it
like in terms
the
of their
tournament.
Seeding and all
right,
that?
Yeah. Right, it wouldn't have mattered.
Just,
even if they'd knocked off UConn, they're not getting a number one seed anyway.
No.
So
I just hate to see them lose.
Yeah, and friends of mine are like, whoa, they got to play Tyler Kolek. He's ready to go. No, don't risk it yet. Wait,
right.
Wait for the tournament.
I mean, even had they won, they would not have gotten a one seed. So.
Yeah.
No,
right.
I know.
Yeah. You know how President Obama used to make his basketball picks all the time.
Right, yeah, because he was a huge basketball fan.
Now, through the power of AI, we have President Joe making his picks.
All right.
Hey, ballers. It's President Joe here with your picks for the upcoming NCAA basketball tournament, starting with the Badgers from Madison, which, of course, is a Wisconsin city named after President James Madison. And the Badgers from Madison are playing James Madison University, also named in honor of our fourth president. So to sum up, it's the Badgers from Madison against James Madison. You know what? My brain hurts just thinking about this. Screw it. I'm picking Marquette over Western Kentucky.
All right, good.
All right.
I like it.
Simplify it all right there. Also, I went to the Whitnall Park Rotary and Art Craft Fair over the weekend. I had a good time going through there, just doing
nice.
Did you buy
anything?
No, I just kind of looked around a little bit, and I had an entry fee, so I figured I contributed something.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you drove over to Madison to play a little squash?
I did. Yeah, I had a good time out there at the Squash Works. The Squash Works.
Okay, now explain to me squash. How is it different from racquetball?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't use the ceiling in squash. In squash, you can't use the ceiling. And you can't, what's called, roll the ball out because you can't hit it real low on the wall, at the front wall, because there's like a foot high area where
you have to hit it over that.
Correct.
If you don't hit it over that,
yes,
it's not a point.
Not a point. Yeah. So, and the points last a little longer. The ball lasts, so there's a premium on conditioning. Let's put it that way. The racquetball points can be over like that.
Okay. Squash
points.
Just explained to me why I've never really played.
Yeah.
Premium on conditioning. That's the key.
Right. But I had a great time, and a bunch of guys from like India and Sweden.
Really?
It's because it's an international sport.
Sure it is, yeah.
And then just some dudes from Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
Who make the drive to Madison. So, yeah.
Okay.
Had a good time out there doing that, too.
All right. This woman went viral. Her name is Jo, as in Josephine. And she said when she's out on a first date with a guy that she doesn't want to have a second date with, she comes up with a story that seems to work every time. She tells the date she does not think the moon is real.
One of my favorite bits that I do is that when I'm on a first date, and if at any point during that first date I come to the realization that I just like don't want there to be a second date, I'm not feeling it. From the point of that realization on, I spend the rest of that date trying to convince the other person that I don't think the moon is real. Not like I think the moon landing is fake. I think the moon itself is not real.
Okay, whatever.
You know what?
Can't you just say I'm not interested in the second date?
I was
going
to say, you got to really watch out, because if you run into that one person who thinks the same way, he thinks he's just met the girl of his dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's someone out there.
Yeah, you're never going to get rid of that dude.
No, ever.
Right? If you're playing that thing. I think also you should get credit as the guy if you figure it out. And you're like, you call her on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you should get a little credit there. Maybe you should get the extra date.
Well, now that she's put it out there.
Yeah, exactly. Now that it's got 4 million views already.
Right, good luck getting a first date.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to be on the lookout for that now, guys. Thanks for that.
I don't think the moon is real.
Yeah.
You can check, please. That'd be good. All right, Dave Coombs takes over at 10. Thanks for the time, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
Dave Coombs.